I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We were down to $500 and some, but we're back up after two strong weeks to what, Jeffrey?
Jeff, we are up to $970 after being down.
Good.
I believe we're down to 470.
Order has been restored.
Yeah, we went 9-6-1 last week.
Nice work.
In the last 2 weeks.
Since you went back to fundamentals?
Correct. So we went 10-7. So by my count, that's 19-13-1 in the last 2 weeks.
You know what? You're on a
heater. We got back to what we do.
Yeah, that's exactly right, as well you should. Okay, so what are we going to do this week?
Well, let's do the quick
You're the numbers. Yeah. You're the numbers. So give people the numbers.
On the season, 70-65-3. That is a 51.8% win percentage. When betting on the favorites, we are 32-31. Underdogs, 24-16-1. The over, 5-6. The under, 9-8. SEC games, 23-20-1. Big Ten games, 7-13-1. ACC games, 13-5. 17-9 in the Pac-12. 11-8 in the Big 12, Jeff.
So I'm going to follow you most closely on the ACC where you're 13-5. On the Pac-12 where you are 17-9.
That's new.
And, on when you're betting on underdogs where you're 24-16-1.
Mm-hmm.
So an underdog from the ACC or an underdog from the Pac-12, that's like a multiplier.
Mm-hmm.
Do we got any of those?
We've got at least one of those, yes.
Do you think, by the way, there's any pattern here, or do you think it just falls the way it falls?
I think it falls the way it falls.
You don't think you're better at
it? No.
Okay.
I mean, I think in certain situations I'm better probably in the SEC and the ACC because I watch more of it.
Did you watch SMU last night?
Did watch SMU last night.
What'd you think?
I've thought all year Cincinnati needs SMU to be good, and that's right now in my mind, that's the only team that can even be a threat
to Cincinnati.
Yep.
Okay, let's fire them up.
All right, Jeff, I don't know if you've taken a look at the slate this weekend, but it's pretty gritty. It's not a great slate, but this is when sometimes college football is at its finest, when you expect the least. What better way to get the day started out in Blacksburg, Virginia? Let's take under 46, Virginia Tech in Syracuse. Sleepy, sleepy, awful environment right now. No one really wants to go see Virginia Tech games. Their offense is horrible.
What's going
to
happen?
They are anemic.
Is this it for our man?
I think there's a better than average chance if this goes Syracuse's way that Justin will be unemployed.
This is his last game?
If they lose to Syracuse, yes.
Who are they hiring?
Your guess is as good as mine. What's their financial situation? I mean, basically, they admitted last year that they didn't fire Justin because they didn't really have the money.
They got enough money.
Everyone always says that, but like,
how good a job is it?
It's not nearly as good as a job as the people think it is. I mean, they used to have a dramatic advantage because the Virginia Beach area, the Tidewater, as they call it, was a wildly under-recruited part of the country. Well, now everyone recruits it. And they had a dramatic advantage there. And then on top of that, like, it's, you just have systematic disadvantages. It's really hard to get there.
Which better job, Virginia Tech or Tennessee?
Tennessee. Now, Tennessee probably
I only say that because Tennessee is probably a harder competition. That's what I'm saying. Is it easier to win at Virginia Tech?
If you look at Tennessee's recruiting rankings, everything, their access to talent, Tennessee is a better job than Virginia Tech. Now, it comes with a lot more pressure, a lot more scrutiny. Okay. I mean, there's still pressure at Virginia Tech.
Of course there is, yeah. But they expect to win because of their history. Okay, which is better job, Virginia Tech or Nebraska?
Probably Nebraska, but I don't I don't feel great about it, but yeah.
You think they're similar?
I think they're very similar.
All right, under 46, Virginia Tech and Syracuse. Next.
Jeff, Wisconsin has been overvalued this entire year. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe every single time I see the numbers with Wisconsin, I'm always asking myself, why? Why this? Why that? I'm done asking why. I'm just going to take the points. This does scare me a little bit with Purdue getting 3.5 and it being a hangover spot. With that being said, Wisconsin's offense can't score on anybody, including Army last week. Give me Purdue. Give me 3.5.
Purdue plus 3.5 over Wisconsin. Next.
All right, Jeff, this is the trust the eyes game. Clemson cannot score. And Clemson is in a state of denial that DJ Uiagalelei is actually good. Mm-hmm. They keep believing that he's good. I have now watched 6 straight games, and I'm convinced he is not good. More importantly, in fairness to him, they cannot block anyone up front. Pitt right now is playing outstanding football. Kenny Pickett is very much in the conversation with Matt Corral for best quarterback in the country. Give me Pitt, I'll lay the 3. Also, Pat Narduzzi, as everyone knows, one of my favorite stats. Short favorite, short
Pitt
underdog.
-3.
17-7-1 as a short favorite or short underdog when the basically when the spread is within a touchdown. 17-7-1.
Whoever would have imagined coming into this year that Pitt would be favored over Clemson in this game?
Oh, I think the look ahead line like this summer would have been like Clemson -17.
And now it's Pitt -3 and you're taking them. Pitt laying the 3 against Clemson. Next.
All right, Jeff. Next. Let's go to 2 teams that I think are the exact same. Iowa State and Oklahoma State. These 2 teams are the exact same thing, but one's in Ames, Iowa, the other's in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Give me 7 points with the Pokes. Also, I have a statistic on this one if you would like it.
Is it 7 points, Oklahoma State +7?
Oklahoma State +7.
Okay.
Since 2009, there have been 8 instances where a top 10 team was an underdog versus an unranked team. The ranked teams are 7-1 against the spread in this spot. I believe that Oklahoma State has been consistently undervalued, while I think Iowa State has consistently been.
Would you rather live in Stillwater or Ames?
Probably Stillwater, right? Because you're close to and you're closer to like Tulsa.
Closer to Tulsa is your...
Listen, they got oil money. They got that beautiful arena downtown.
Tulsa's a nice city, actually. Okay, next.
Jeff, let's go to the Pac-12. Mm. Colorado and Cal. Cal is laying 8.5. I have to ask a very important question.
Yeah.
Why is Cal laying 8.5 against anyone? Cal, since 2017, is 4-13-1 against the spread as a favorite, including 1-9 in the Chase Garbers era. Give me
so
Colorado.
So you're saying Colorado +8.5.
Give me Colorado
over
8.5.
Cal. Next.
All right, Jeff. Let's see. Something tasty. Something tasty.
It feels like you're making this up as you were going along here.
No, I'm trying to decide what the order I want to go with. Crimson Tide win at home in conference play since 2017. They are 12-6 against the spread, including 6-0 in the past 2 seasons. Mm. There is no way that Tennessee should play Hendon Hooker. Please, for the love of God, just play Joe Milton. Also, I don't think Hooker's playing because I saw him walk off that field. There's no chance. They are decimated up front with injuries. That is the worst case scenario for Tennessee against Alabama. More importantly, Alabama 3-1 against the spread. against Tennessee since 2017 with an average margin defeat of 32 points. We all know what that means.
That
we're taking
Tennessee
first
team.
Half, and we're taking game.
Oh, wow.
Alabama minus 14 and a half in the first half, minus 25 for the game.
Woo! Two there. You know, in fairness, that was a different Tennessee team that was getting blown out all those years. That was the Jeremy Pruitt Tennessee team.
I watched how banged up Tennessee got last week.
Yeah, they're banged.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, first half, minus 14 and a half. For the game, minus 25 over Tennessee. All right, next.
Jeff, you asked a very important question at the top of the show.
Mm.
How on earth can you trust Ole Miss?
Yeah, how can you lay all those points?
To lay 8 points. That's what normies think. Give me those points. Give me LSU. That's what every square out there is thinking
that
in the world.
Not a square.
They are so square. You know what everyone else is forgetting?
What?
Under Lane Kiffin, they play this song a lot more at home than they do on the road. 44.8 points per game at home under Lane Kiffin, while only averaging 35 points on the road. More importantly, last week was an illusion. Last week, those young men, those fighting Tigers, they didn't know that their coach had already come up with a $17 million exit fee.
He was leaving them. He was walking away. He was bought off.
0% chance that they are motivated this week. And more importantly, Jeff, and this is a principle play, it's Eli Manning Day. How on God's green earth am I going to just have Ole Miss out there and not bet them on Eli Manning Day? I can't do it.
I covered his first game at Ole Miss.
I saw it.
He lit it up. He lit it up.
Yes, Murray State, I believe.
Is that who it was?
I believe it was Murray State. Yeah, 7 touchdowns.
Is that what he had? His 7 touchdowns?
I believe it was 7 touchdowns. He set the school record.
I read the column not recently. I mean, pretty recently. Ole Miss minus 9.5 over LSU?
No, it's down to 8.
You're getting it at 8.
As long as anything under 10, I'm good.
Okay. Ole Miss minus 8 against LSU on Eli Manning Day. Next. Who's a better tailgating school there, by the way?
LSU. LSU's got the food's better, everything else. But now it's time to focus up.
Okay, go ahead. Next.
You said back to basics.
Yeah.
And ever since I've gotten back to basics, I've been
killing it.
Hot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Jeff. The Buckeyes are back. They were off a bye last week, and more importantly, they're in flip the switch mode. And more importantly, the last 3 years under Ryan Day in conference play, Ohio State has yet to not cover. They have pushed once. More importantly, Indiana, Jeff, they're just not good. They're not good at all.
Last year was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun. I like Tom Allen. As I said, I think Tom Allen is a good man. He is everything that Hugh Freeze claims to be. Tom Allen, very, very good man. With that being said, this team stinks. And more importantly, Ohio State, they've gotten a little bit of lift back because they know that path is right back in front of them. Ohio State, first half in game. Ohio State, minus 12 first half, minus 21 for the game.
Wow, you are loading up on the fundamentals here. Ohio State, minus 12 first half against Indiana, and minus 21 for the game. Next.
All right, Jeff. I'm going back to the well with my boy Carson Strong. Carson Strong, keep an eye on him. He's the new Josh Allen. He doesn't have quite the howitzer Josh Allen does, but he does have the erratic, when you pop the film in, if you will, he has throws where you're like, oh my God, that was awesome. And then he has throws where you're like, oh my God, that was terrible. Gonna have a lot of that. But more importantly, my boy, when he is under an underdog, 9-2 against the spread, 8-3 as an outright underdog, they're taking on Fresno State. Give me the 3.5. I'm a Jake Haner guy. I've loved what Fresno's done, but they are just not the same team. Even offensively last week, you see they only put up, I believe it was 17 against Wyoming. Just don't like this spot for Fresno.
So what's the bet here again?
We're taking Nevada plus 3.5. Nevada plus 3.5 against Fresno at Fresno.
Nevada plus 3.5 at Fresno. Okay. Next.
All right, Jeff, let's get back to fundamentals.
Let's see.
Vanderbilt is playing this week. I would take Mississippi State.
Kick a man when he's down here.
But here's the problem. Will Rogers is hurt.
Oh, no.
So I'm not touching that. But did you catch what happened to Vandy last week?
Going to guess it wasn't good.
No. They took South Carolina down to the wire.
Oh, okay.
On the road.
Plucky.
No. Guess what?
What?
South Carolina sucks. They are horrible. They are absolutely horrific. So let's get back to basics. Let's fire up the old fight song. If I could actually find it, we'll just keep playing this until I can find it. This is really, really sad, y'all.
Yeah?
I wanted to play the Christian Brothers CBHS fight song,
oh,
a.k.a. known as Texas A&M.
Sorry. It's gone. Gone for our system. Oh, just a coincidence that the CBHS fight song mysteriously, I bet the MUS fight song hasn't disappeared. It's the CBHS fight song that you get rid of.
They didn't get to play this much last Friday, Jeff. Yeah, play 19 and a half. South Carolina sucks. Texas A&M's figuring it out. Night game back at home. Kill shot.
Texas A&M minus 19 and a half over South Carolina.
I was trying to pull up my Miami stat, but I can't find it. We're just taking NC State. They're playing Miami. Miami's on quit watch. More importantly, in the last 2 years against FBS opponents, Miami has not covered the number. Give me NC State minus 3.5.
NC State minus 3.5. It occurs to me there's going to be a lot of the coaching carousel is going to be spinning.
Especially if LSU hires a sitting
guy. I mean, because you got
LSU. Yep.
You've got USC already, right? We're talking possibly Virginia Tech. We're talking possibly Miami.
Yep.
Who else? I think not Nebraska, right?
I don't know. I mean, at a certain point, they keep losing.
Not Florida State.
Don't think Florida State.
But still, you start with that. You start with Miami, Virginia Tech.
I don't think Dan Mullen's going to get fired this year.
No, but he will get fired.
But it's getting warm. You know what I mean?
All right, NC State. Are we done?
Jeff.
Yeah.
There are little birdies out there saying that Jackson Dart's going to play quarterback.
Wow.
Jackson Dart, good at quarterback.
Good.
Keaton Slovis, not good at quarterback.
Right. So that's an upgrade.
More importantly, Notre Dame, the formula against USC is if you're a big, tough, physical team, particularly on the interior, that's when you go ahead and fade the Trojans. That ain't Notre Dame this year. Give me the Trojans plus 7.
USC plus 7 over Notre Dame. Do you think they win outright?
I don't know if they win outright, but I want 7.
Okay.
That's the card.
That's the card.
So I was going to take Oregon because Oregon sucks as a favorite, but they were going to be an underdog. The game's off the board right now.
What would you do with the Memphis game tonight?
I was very close. I'm 7-2 on Friday night bets. Was very close to taking Memphis and the over. I just think there's something weird. There's something weird about that line. I don't to take the over. I'm going to need UCF to score probably in the 20s, more likely in the 30s. And while everyone goes, well, with that Memphis defense, that's possible. UCF is not scoring on East Carolina. So I'm very nervous there. Also, I know he was fine. I'm a little worried what if Seth takes one big shot?
Right.
And then all of a sudden we saw
when
Peter Parrish
went
back
in.
Exactly.
Because Peter Parrish was fourth.
They clearly were saying, do not do
that. Peter Parrish was like, let's move him to another position.
Yes.
They do not have a backup quarterback.
Yes. And it's a little scary to me.
All right, so let's review here. Virginia Tech, Syracuse, under 46. Go ahead and take Purdue plus 3.5 over Wisconsin. Pitt minus 3 over Clemson. Oklahoma State plus 7 over Iowa State. Colorado plus 8.5 over Cal. Alabama, first half, go ahead and lay 14.5 in the first half over Tennessee, 25 in the game. Ole Miss, go ahead and lay the 8 points over LSU. Ohio State, again, two bets. First half, lay the 12 over Indiana. For the game, lay the 21. Nevada, plus 3.5. Go ahead and do that over Fresno. Texas A&M, minus 19.5 over South Carolina. NC State, minus 3.5 over Miami. And USC, plus 7 over Notre Dame. That is the card.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.